It's episode 92, and we're presenting a special WordPress security episode focusing on protecting your site and keeping your installation safe and secure with special guest Robert Vance from Eagle Advanced Programming. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall. With me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be back on another episode today.
And with us, we have special guest Robert Vance from Eagle Advanced Programming. Say hello, Robert.
Hi, everybody. How you doing tonight?
So in this episode here, it's going to be a little different than most of our episodes. Usually we have a bunch of stuff to talk about, our plugins, and away we go. But we're going to be focusing strictly on WordPress security plugins with some feedback from Robert, who specializes in WordPress security. And, of course, we've got just a couple of housekeeping issues before we get started on it. Top of the list is, don't forget, you can find this plugin, or this plugin, this podcast, you can find plugins too, at wppluginsa2z.com. And you can also find the show on Stitcher Radio or on iTunes Store. And on Stitcher, I noticed we didn't quite make the top five for the awards, but hey, I know we got a couple of nominations anyway. So what else we got? We got a little bit of self-promotion, and my self-promotion this week is if you happen to be in the Victoria area, Victoria, BC, month of November, I am going to be running WordPress workshops. I have six of them scheduled, and they're going to be covering WordPress 101, basic setup of your WordPress site, WordPress SEO using the WP SEO tool by Yoast, and a few other tweaks there, and then one more that will just surprise everybody. Other than that, don't forget WordPress emergency support. Go to my website, johnoverall.com, and click the phone number at the top and give me a call, and I'll help you out.
Excellent. Well, speaking of call, actually, John, I am trying out a new platform called Clarity.fm. And basically, it is a phone consultation propagation service, I guess you could call it. But if you go to marcuscouch.com/call, you can take a look at my platform. I am providing expertise in not only WordPress, but also podcasting and SEO. So just go to marcuscouch.com/call, and you can take a look at my profile. And if you'd like to schedule some time to talk to me, that's an easy way to do it. MarcusCouch.com/call.
That sounds like an excellent way to get hold of you. All right. So we are going to skip over. We did have some listener feedback, but we'll be pushing it off to the next episode so we can make this episode flow as usual and smoothly, or unusual and smoothly as possible. And you can tell my brain is running 1,000 miles a minute. seems like I've been a one-legged man at an ass-kicking contest all week. So thoroughly enjoying it, though. Always like it when there's lots of work to do.
Definitely, and there's a lot of really cool things going on in the world of WordPress that I like. Especially, they just upgraded the new iOS app. So, all of you out there that have iPhones, iPads, all that are into WordPress, hey, that might be a call for me right now. Coming through my line. No, that's you.
That would be me. But I can let that one pass for the moment, though.
There you go. But anyway, you know, I'm totally into this episode as far as security and such goes, and I know that we got a lot of cool stuff to talk about. So whenever you're ready, John, let's pull that trigger.
All right, well, let's move it right in and just get right into the plugins and just have a grand old time with them. Mm-hmm. Now, the wonderful thing about this and WordPress security, and I've got a couple of plugins on the plate, and these are become my staples for my websites. And this last week has been a excruciatingly painful week for me. It seems that the hackers have been very busy. Or actually, I should say the script kiddies. It's the one where you go to your website, and you got this nice little skull on and this beautiful music playing. And I've seen several of those this week, and they're just a big pain in the neck. But one of the things that helped me out was these two plugins. And the first one is called WordFence Security. And I have mentioned this plugin in the past, and I think I've even reviewed it once or twice before. But they've done some updates to it in recent time to make it a little bit better. And what I found with this particular plugin and how it's helped me is once installed and configured, it sets up to block access to someone if they're trying to log in with an invalid username. It stops access if they try to use the recovery password form more than set number of times, and it blocks them for days. It also has settings in it to allow you to throttle down bad robots and other misbehaving folks on your website. And also, it goes through and it does scans on your site. And one of the nice things I found that it does is it scans and compares all your plugins. And if you happen to use any free themes from the repository, it'll compare those themes and plugins against the repository itself to see if there's been any changes in the files. And if it has, it pops up a warning to you. And then you can actually go open it up and compare side by side the original and the changes to see if they're actually legitimate changes or if it is something that needs to be taken care of immediately. And it also lets you know if any of your users are using what it considers to be weak passwords, so you can address those issues. So it does quite a bit, and then it emails and lets you know about the issues along the way. And I found it to be a pretty decent plugin. All in all, I have to rate it pretty high. In fact, I rate it with a 5 because I use it on literally every site I build now. And that's my input on it and how I like it. So let's get a little feedback and see how we fared with it. Means you're on, Robert.
Okay, well, I mean, I personally like WordFence Security too because I use it on pretty much all my blogs also. So like you said, it does all kinds of great things about comparing against the repository. The thing I like is if a file changes, it gives you notification in a timely manner where if something's changed that shouldn't have been changed, you can go back and fix it. And you can catch it before too much damage is done to your reputation or worse, before Google blacklists you because you're hosting malware. So, I mean, I love this plugin. It's great. I love it. One thing to be aware of, though, is if you're not using the most current version, upgrade immediately because they found a security flaw in the previous version that would allow script kiddies to go in and use the plugin to inject stuff onto your computer. So if you're not using the most current version, upgrade now.
So there's a wonderful definition of ironic. Security plugin with a security flaw to hack your site.
Yeah.
The other thing I did notice too with it, if you have it upgraded, it stops doing scans properly.
Yeah. And I also use WordFence, and the one thing that I like about WordFence is that it's compatible with multi-site, and there's a number of different entities that I've got that are multi-site, and it's nice to be able to have one plugin that kind of scans everything rather than having to do, you know, multiple instances of the same thing over and over.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I give WordFence Security 5.
Excellent. All right. So the next... Oh, sorry. It's Marcus's turn.
Yeah. Yay. All right. Okay, so the next plugin that I have is called Bulletproof Security, and it's a pretty popular one. Basically, it takes care of things... you know, all kinds of code injection, SQL hack attempts, It protects your WP config. If you're using BuddyPress, it takes care of BB config, PHP.ini files, your install files. Even protects your HT access. I really like this one just from the sense that it does a lot of not only the security aspect of it, but it has some diagnostic stuff where it checks the memory of your site, the PHP, the MySQL, all kinds of different things. It lets you set different things like max upload. It checks on your DNS settings and everything, and it has some nice htaccess file editing, uploading, downloading, all that, so that you can use that. So, you know, WordFence is typically my go-to plugin as far as that goes, but this is a really good one, too. Bulletproof security. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, well, I like bulletproof security, and I pretty much use it on all my sites. The one thing I have problems with is if you have an installation of WordPress in your root directory and then one in subdirectories. A lot of times, if you tighten down your security too far, it can cause problems in your WordPress installation that's in a subdomain. So you just kind of watch how tight you're tightening things down, particularly on your root domain, so you don't get problems where you start getting all kinds of errors on your sites. That's the one thing about bulletproof security. It's a great tool, but as they say, too much power can be dangerous. So, I like it. It's got a lot of functionality. It allows you the convenience to edit your htaccess files. It locks them down so people can't get into your site. It also locks down the files itself so people can't go in if they gain access to your site through because you have a weak password. And they gain access to your site, they can't go in and just readily change it. They'd have to go in and give it right permissions to the file, and it kind of keeps them from doing stuff easily. So,
you use this in combination with WordFence?
Yeah, I do. I use bulletproof security and WordFence in combination.
Interesting.
I've never actually used bulletproof security yet. I have heard good things about it, but I have yet to actually give it a try. So I'm going to have to drop it into a couple of sites and see how it works.
Yeah, it's just you got to be careful if you have like multiple installations of WordPress on the same domain. But other than that, it works great, and it even works for multi-user.
Oh, that's good to know. Well, it's also good to know about the multiple installations because I do have a website that is where I do my dev, and so I often have several directories of dev sites in there. So it's good to know. All right. So let's see. My second one I've got here today, and this one is pretty much one of my faves as far as security goes, although it's pretty straightforward and simple. It's called WordFence File Monitor Plus. It does some of the things that the WordFence does, but this here is a simpler plugin, and it responds faster to what I'm after most of the time. And what you do is you just simple plug in, install it, and activate it, and then you go set the settings on it. And what it does is it monitors every file in your WordPress site, and that includes files inside and outside of your WordPress install. So everything from the root directory down. And it looks at each file, and it notifies you if there's a change in that file. If that file's changed, it notifies you if a file has been removed, or notifies you if a file has been added to your website. And this one here actually helped me one time when I was actively fighting a hacker. I was several months back, I had a hacker on my site and I couldn't figure out how he was in there. And as he was changing files, this program would tell me they were changed, and I was able to wipe them as fast as he was installing them until I finally found his hole and got him out of there. But I like it because it'll monitor and it'll send you an email notification either hourly, twice a day, or daily, depending on how often you think you need to have your site scanned, or you can do a manual scan. It'll also put up an administration notification, so you log in, you get a bar across the top that says something's changed, or you can turn that off so you only get the email notifications. It also has a spot in it, so if you have items in there that you know that change regularly, like caching files, so that you don't get notification every time a caching file is changed, which happens quite regularly, you can tell it to ignore those specific files or those specific folders. So all in all, pretty straightforward and simple, but works very, very well and does a very nice job of keeping everything everything monitored. So again, this one I have to rate right at the top of the list at Five Dragons. So just because I like it so much and because I forgot my Dragon Roar last time, here we go.
Robert, what's your take on this one?
Yeah, I tried WordPress File Monitor Plus, but I'm a firm believer in not having more plugins than you really need. And I get similar functionality with WordFence Security. So I tend to go with WordFence Security more often than I do with the File Monitor Plus. File Monitor Plus is a great plugin, and it's easy to use. I just prefer WordPress Security over File Monitor Plus just because it gives you that additional functionality, and I don't like to have both plugins on at the same time. So that's just my take on it. It's great. It does what it's meant to. It monitors it, and you're right, it does give you notifications sooner, but for the most part, I keep my sites pretty well locked down, so I generally know if someone's trying to get in fairly soon. So,
excellent.
Great. I've not used that particular one, John, so I don't have much comment about it. But I do envision you versus a hacker, much like a movie. You know, where it's their screen, your screen, their screen, your screen.
That's pretty much what it was like. It was sort of like 4 hours straight. I just couldn't find their hole, and that's when I finally found their hole. It just I had to shake my head to think it was such a simple hole they got in.
Yeah. Well, the next one that I've got is simply called Antivirus, and basically, they label it as an easy and safe tool to protect your blog against exploits, malware, spam, injections, all of that. It does have virus alerts on the admin bar, similar to your plugin. It does different cleaning up. It does, you know, daily scans with email notifications. It checks your database. And it also has capability to mark something as a whitelist item. So, okay, look, this is something that I've changed, but it's not a virus. It's actually done by me. And it can check the template files and things and give you alerts. Now, the daily notification was the thing that I liked about this particular plugin. I no longer use this particular one just because I've used some of the ones that were aforementioned in the show already. But for just plain similar functionality and usage, I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. What's your take on it, Robert?
Yeah, Marcus, with the antivirus one, I installed it on a couple blogs, and because it does so much with like the injections and stuff like that, I got a lot of false positives on some of my custom themes that I have, where they have options, and it was giving me, when I go to save the options, it was triggering a SQL injection, so it wouldn't save the changes. So I'd go save the changes, go look at the site, and nothing had changed. So It wasn't until I actually turned off antivirus that I was able to identify that it was the cause of the problem. So it's a great tool, and if you're using just plain, simple themes and you're not doing a lot of customization to them and they don't have a lot of fancy options, it's a great tool, and it does its job of scanning your site, sending you the email notifications, and getting the information out to you so that you can take action if someone's working on hacking your blog or changing files on your blog. I just, my personal opinion, I didn't like that it was restricting me on some of my blogs, and so I've since moved on to some of the other plugins that give me a little more control over that.
Yeah, I did notice similar things too. It's one of these things where, you know, the cure will kill you faster than the disease, you know.
Exactly.
It did seem that way. I did mark a lot of stuff as no virus and, you know, in the white list, but again, I've moved on to the other ones that we've talked about earlier in the show, but I thought, you know, just for comparison's sakes that we would bring this one out.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for someone that's doing something simple and not making a lot of changes to their base WordPress theme and stuff like that. So it provides the protection. It's just once you start getting into some of the more advanced plugins and stuff like that, it can cause issues.
Well, that keeps most of that keeps us and most of our listeners out of this one, then, doesn't it? everyone keeps doing some serious configurations. I know I do.
So, Robert, can you get into sort of the background of how you're into WordPress security and how your company is involved in it and some of the things that you do and your functions within WordPress security?
Well, WordPress security kind of started out a long time ago, back before I got involved with doing computer programming and stuff like that when I was a cop. And so this was back in the early 90s, and they needed someone to go to school, and they knew I was good with computers, so they sent me to computer crime investigation school. So they have someone to investigate the computer crimes that they foresaw coming in the future. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got involved in the security aspect, and then with my online businesses, I use WordPress all the time. I've been using WordPress basically since version 1.
Wow.
And so I've been using WordPress for a long time. I remember when it was real clunky and hard to use. So
back in version 2.8 you're talking about. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. It's grown up a lot since then.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It definitely has.
So, I mean, that's how I got involved with WordPress, and in the security part it just kind of came in and joined together, and that's how I got involved in WordPress security.
So what do you think are the biggest problems that, you know, John Doe out there that is just getting into WordPress, what are some of the things that, you know, the bad guys out there try and exploit? How are they trying to get into, you know, our different installations and such?
Well, one of the biggest things I see problems with are people with weak passwords. You would think people would stop using passwords such as password or pass 123 or a word in a dictionary. You got to use complex passwords so that you can prevent these people from getting in. I have an infographic that shows if passwords less than 6 characters, it takes an average hacker less than 10 minutes to crack that password. Whereas if you bring it up to over 8 characters with a mixture of upper and lower case, it increases that time to days. So when I install stuff, I generally set up my passwords as 14 characters mixed upper and lower case with symbols and numbers.
Well, that would be tough to crack, I imagine.
Yeah. By the time you get up to 14 characters and mixed upper lower case symbols and numbers, you're looking at hundreds and thousands of years to crack it, even with today's supercomputers.
So aside from passwords, what do you see as one of the biggest things that people have problems with or that they forget about in the process of setting up their WordPress sites?
One of the biggest things I see is people that get their themes from an untrusted source. I mean, if you're getting themes from Joe Blow off the street and you're not getting it from a reputable company that's been around to provide these themes and been around for a while and has a good reputation, you're putting yourself at risk, because with the themes, they're so complex nowadays that if they forget one thing in part of their theme, it can open it up to all kinds of security problems. So that's a big risk, is
Yeah, that's a big lesson for all of you out there that try and BitTorrent premium themes.
Yeah.
Chances are pretty superb that you're basically just inviting somebody into your house as far as your installation goes.
Yes, there's that.
Inviting, you're handing them your TV.
You're helping them move it out.
That's right.
So yeah, okay. What is another aspect which is often overlooked, and I actually sort of dealt with it with a client last couple of days, is how about when you've added plugins and you've disabled them and you've forgotten they exist? What about those plugins that are sitting there unused?
Oh, you mean like the ones that haven't been updated since 2008 or 2009?
Oh, yeah.
They've been sitting in your directory there, and every script kiddie and their brother knows how to use those to exploit and get to your site.
Right.
Yeah, if you're not going to use it and you disable it, delete it. Always go back and add it back later if you decide you need it again. But it's better to delete it and get it off your system.
That way you're
no.
Not, go ahead.
What about, let me ask you, what about things like there are many different plugins that actually move the WP-admin, kind of the login area? Do you recommend that? Is that anything that would take any of the wind out of the sails of hackers?
Every plugin that I've seen that tries that generally breaks more than it fixes.
Ah.
I mean, eventually they're... Most people, if they're going to use a plugin like that that changes WP admin to admin or something like that, most of these hackers know that if they can't WP admin, they try admin or they try members or they know it's out there somewhere and they're going to look for it and eventually find it. So it's better to just use strong security on the front end, have a good username that's not guessable. So don't use admin as your username. Use something that's harder to guess. And use a strong password.
Hmm. Now, let me ask you this, just regarding, let's say you have a WordPress site where you have multiple users on it as far as either, you know, people that just sign up, or maybe you have people that do a lot of guest blogging or, you know, group blogging and things. What are some of the things that you can do when you are not the only one that has access to the back end?
Well, if you have people that are just writing guest posts, they don't need to be an administrator. Have them be an author or at most an editor. If you own that blog, you should be the only one with admin rights or someone you explicitly know, like, and trust, and you trust them with your life. Because if you give them admin access, you're basically giving them the keys to your business, and it's just bad business. If they need to post or they need to approve posts, give them editor. If they need to post, just give them author access. But reserve that admin role for only those people that really need it. And generic users that, like maybe for a membership site, don't give them anything above subscriber. Keep their permissions down to the least amount that they need to get their work done.
Hmm. Yeah, it certainly does. Now, are there any other exploits or things like that to be on the lookout for? Let's just say in comments. Oftentimes you see people that can leave, you know, a website or things like that. And definitely there could be some nefarious or, you know, no good links out there that may lead to viruses or malware or things like that. What are some of the implications of that, and how can the users kind of circumvent those things?
Well, I mean, one thing I like about I use Bulletproof Security, and one of the things they've incorporated in their HD access files that it generates is stuff to help block comment spam. So it keeps a lot of the bots from going and putting just junk links all over your site. As far as the links leading to bad sites, you know, there's really not a whole lot you can do about the destination of the link, as long as the link isn't injecting bad code onto your site. And the nice thing about Bulletproof Security is it's got stuff in there to catch stuff like that.
And I've got one other that, thinking of catch stuff like that, back to WordFence for a second. WordFence actually tells you if it finds a link that is listed in the malware list. Which is has been useful to me because I've had it on my site and I know all my links are good, but one time somebody out there I'd linked to, their site suddenly turned into malware and I got a notification that I was linking to malware and I was able to go in and cure that link on my website real quick.
Okay, Robert, I have another question, which is, okay, let's say, for example, that we get a user or a listener out there who is already exploited as far as somebody's already gotten into the system. I've had, you know, business sites and things like that that have been exploited, and, you know, I've reached out for help for other people to try and figure out what that was and all that, but if you get compromised, what's the first steps in order to rectify the situation?
First steps I recommend people taking is go in and first pray to God you have a good backup. Second, go in and change your usernames and passwords on your cPanel accounts, your FTP accounts, your admin account. Then go in, after you've got those done, go in and look for other accounts on your WordPress installation and see if they've created another account, because you can go into the users and see what users are out there. And look for ones that have admin access, because those are the ones that are going to cause the most damage. So do that. Then, if you have software that will scan your site, and like a plugin we didn't talk about, but the Sucuri free plugin, you install that on your site, and it will scan your site and tell you if you've got malware installed on it. Nice. And it will tell you where it's been hacked or what exploit it's presenting. And then you can go in and either just make a decision to restore from a known good backup or try to fix the file.
Nice. And are there any hosting companies out there in particular that are more susceptible to these kinds of things, or is it just all based on what the user themselves puts within their own WordPress installation?
Well, I mean, generally, I don't like shared servers where you're sharing with who knows who I am next door, because if they're lax on their security, it gives the hacker a way to get in, and if the server's not set up correctly, they can go from their account to your account, hack your account, and then go hack your neighbor's account, and so on. So I tend to stay away from the shared hosting and go with like a virtual private server or dedicated server for my hosting. That way I have more control over it, and I can make sure the security is locked down on it.
So things like the big GoDaddy multi-shared hosting, unlimited plans and all that, it's just inviting trouble, I take it.
Yeah, I mean, what would you rather have? Pay $4.99 for a website and take a chance on hosting your business? Or go up to a VPS, which like HostGator and stuff like that have them for, I think HostGator's lowest one now is like $19 for a basic virtual private server. Mm-hmm. And you've got that much more security.
That much more control, too.
Exactly.
VPSs are actually quite nice.
Because the thing about a VPS versus a shared server is you can get secure shell access. So then instead of having to send your password over the FTP, you can use Secure Shell or Secure FTP to go into your server, and then it's encrypted. So people can't just packet sniff and grab your password.
Excellent. All right, so that pretty much wraps this all up, brings us up near the end of this one here. And any last words? You want to tell us a bit more about your company and what you do there, Robert, before we go?
Well, Thanks, Sean. I'd like to thank everybody for coming to the call and listening. And basically, what I do is I provide a service where I will help secure. And I also offer a service where I'll back up their WordPress installation on a daily basis off-site so it's safe. And I offer a service that once I secure it and set up the backups, if you get hacked, I'll go in and fix the hack for you.
Excellent.
And if you want more information on that, you can find it at wpsecuritysystem.com.
Perfect. All right. So that's pretty much all I've got. All we have left is just some reminders for folks. I'll let you know. Don't forget, go visit us at iTunes, Blueberry.com, VOA, and Stitcher Radio. Give us some ratings wherever you find us. We can use all we can get. Get us a little higher in the iTunes store. Maybe one day it'll kill all the zombie podcasts that are still out there. All right, and contact me. You can get hold of me. My website, johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter, wppro.ca/Twitter, Facebook, wppro.ca/Facebook, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com, Twitter @MarcusCouch. And again, if you'd like to schedule some consulting time with me on the phone, marcuscouch.com/call.
So that's all we have for you today. Thanks for listening, and look forward to the next show, folks. Ta-ta. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.